Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. There is a local Times Standard columnist, a lady, who recently advertised for her readers to enter a contest on the wisdom of the second half, lesson learns, and so forth. As you might have guessed, I like to do that sort of thing, so I took the time to write up about 5 minutes worth of what I have learned in the second half of my life. We commenters have 3 minutes, so 5 minutes took an hour or two to compile. There was to be a showdown of sorts, so I waited for an answer. I didn't get one, so obviously what I wrote wasn't what she wanted. The lady gives out pretty sensible advice in her columns, so I at least expected the courtesy of an acknowledgement, but I received nada. I don't think I'll be reading her column anymore. One day last week, an executive of the Green Diamond Lumber Company was on TV talking about the probable closure of their Corbell Mill and possibly their milling facility on 101 between Eureka and Arcata. This man nonchalantly talked about the loss of jobs that will occur right before Christmas. Why do they always do that right before Christmas? I'll bet the ones who lose their jobs won't take it so nonchalantly. I'll bet he won't lose his job. I have lost a couple of jobs, but thank the good Lord, I had other offers even before I had lost the first one. Another thing that irritates me is the $16,000 that went to the attorneys handling the prayer lawsuit against the city. Did the city lose the case? No wonder there isn't enough money for the schools or the fire department or the police. Did they just settle it? How many other cases are settled that way? Well, Halloween is almost here. We live on a street with not too many homes facing the street. We get a few trick-or-treaters, but as a rule, not too many. We usually have plenty of goodies, and I guess you can figure out who has to eat them. Breaks my heart. Drive carefully. Next Tuesday is Election Day. There are several rather complicated issues on the ballot. As my wife and I went over them, it looks to me that we need a general tax increase to get us back on track. But Jarvis sort of stops that. I know the state has ripped us off for millions of dollars, which we have little hope of getting back, and as I said last time, the only way we can get those high wages of our administrators down is to adjust the wages as they retire. I'm sure they'll be plenty high enough to attract good people. I haven't heard of any major waste issues of the city and county, but there are probably a few, maybe not enough to make a big difference. I would not presume to tell anyone how to vote. But read the issues carefully, and if you can't understand it, no is always a good choice. I have some friends who just registered to vote at the insistence of another friend. He told them, go register and come back and I'll tell you how to vote. I do personally trust this guy, but it was said tongue-in-cheek. Again, be sure to vote. It's your right. Use it. I've already sent mine in. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.